Sometimes as a preacher, it's hard to figure what is one thing to focus on because there's so many things that one can preach about. And it seems that each week, something new seems to be coming our way that is worthy of preaching on, whether it be the continued effects of the pandemic, the continued evil of racism, or a landmark Supreme Court decision this week. So what I do is I always say, Lord, what is it you want me to talk about this week? And in reflecting on these readings, God gave me a great insight. He said, I want you to talk about Dr. Pepper. I kid you not, God does speak to me like this sometimes, okay? And I was like, and I even got this Dr. Pepper face mask today, okay, from one of the Knights of Columbus. He literally gave me this today, okay, after God had spoken to me about prayer. But what God was telling me is he was saying, Charlie, lighten up. You see, I think with so much heaviness, with so much struggles, with so much stuff going on, it can be easy to drown under all of this stuff. And sometimes there's moments we have to remember the real underlying struggle that is behind everything that we are experiencing right now. The struggle that has existed for millennia. The struggle between good and evil, between darkness and light, and the way this can come out in so many different ways. The readings today are seeking to remind us of this fundamental struggle that is going on, that there is evil in this world and there is good in this world, and that it's a daily choice that each of us have to make. What do we choose to allow to grow within us? Good or evil? St. Padre Pio had an expression I love. He said, pray and don't worry. And when you know the story of St. Padre Pio, it's fascinating that he's able to say that. This is someone from whom all accounts was tormented by the devil every single night in ways that most of us could never imagine, who lived during the time of World War II, and not to diminish any of the struggles that we face right now, but when one reads about some of those horrors that go on, there was a lot of stuff for him to be able to worry about, and especially with the accounts of how he had the ability to bilocate, to actually be in these places where these kinds of horrific acts, etc., were going on. For him to say that is quite profound in my opinion. But when he says pray and don't worry, he's not saying bury it. What he's saying is acknowledge that there is evil and that it wants to gain a foothold in all of us, but also acknowledge that there's good and that if you choose to take the evil that is working on you in that particular moment and pray it to God, to relate it to God, God will help us to remove that anxiety and that thing that's going on and working on us in that particular moment. In recent weeks, again, the amount of calls that I've had for situations of deliverance, for marital problems, for communication issues, etc., has been through the stinking roof. Because, unfortunately, for some, we're allowing that evil to bubble up and to destroy some of the relationships, etc., that we honor the most. But I've also heard of people who have grown closer to God than they've ever been closer before, who've almost had retreat-like experience sometimes in that. And I'm fascinated by the difference. The difference is those who are reflecting versus those who are ruminating. Both begin with an R, but it makes a profound difference, reflection versus rumination. When someone reflects, they are able to acknowledge what's going on, they relate that to God, and there's some movement forward. Something changes, something's transformed in a reflection moment. In a rumination moment, the image I always get when I'm praying with someone who's been ruminating rather than reflecting is a car that's stuck in mud and whose wheels are spinning over and over and over again, and it's not going anywhere. Rumination is when you feel like you're stuck in the mud and your wheels are spinning and you're not going anywhere. In this battle that we fight of evil versus good, evil wants to get us to ruminate, to feel stuck, to spin our wheels and to let stuff build and build and build and build until it overwhelms us. Whereas God invites us to reflect, to acknowledge what's going on, and to relate these things to God, to say, yes, there is terror on every side, as we heard that opening line in the first reading. But then as we hear in the gospel, fear not. When someone reflects, they acknowledge the terrors that can be around us. They acknowledge how there can be a fear response that comes in that. But then they relate it to God and they allow God to put whatever is going on in perspective and to help there to be a place of movement in that. But when someone ruminates, that same terror becomes overwhelming. It builds and cycles in so many ways until we can't handle it anymore, and will lash out in some way, shape, or form just to make that cycle stop that we can't stop ourselves. Fear is interesting also. Fear can lead, again, people to reflect or people to ruminate. Fear can be an opportunity, when we acknowledge it, of drawing us closer to God and of moving forward. Or fear can be a moment of where we feel that we're drawn farther away from God and more into that darkness of that place as well. It's good for us to acknowledge each day, what is it I'm afraid of right now? What is it that terrifies me right now? What is it that overwhelms me right now? And rather than ruminating on that thing, reflecting on it and saying, God, what is that? What do you have to say about that? What is it you desire to do in that, God? How is it you desire to help me to go forward in what it is that I'm experiencing in this, God? And the gift of the Holy Spirit that especially helps in all of this is the gift called the fear of the Lord, one of the most understands of the seven misunderstood gifts of the Holy Spirit. Because when we talk about fear of the Lord, we're talking about awe and reverence and wonder. Of saying, Lord, I realize your power. I realize your might. I realize that when I place you as that one true God in my life, I realize how everything can change. I am literally awed, God, and I revere and respect that ability you have to transform things. And it really is awing. I have seen God work miracles, heal people that should not have been healed, prevent things that should not have been prevented. I have seen God's amazing work and I have awed. But I've also seen where instead of allowing that gift of the fear of the Lord to dwell, when the fear that's related to evil dwells, of how the exact opposite comes. We need to acknowledge whatever it is we're struggling with, whatever that terrifies us, whatever we fear right now, but to say, Holy Spirit, transform that. If I bring that to you, Holy Spirit, and I truly respect and revere your ability to move in this place, there will be a shift, there will be a transformation, and things will go forward. Pray and don't worry. Acknowledge what's going on, give it to God. Reflect and not ruminate, and not to allow fear to lead us to darkness, but instead in awe and reverence to lead us to the light.